We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
this world. And so we know that he came, he was sent from heaven to come to this earth to experience life and go through everything. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But he had to go through what we went through so that he could be, he could die on the cross and then be our intercessor. The Bible says he sits at the right hand of the Father now, making intercession for us. So he went back to the Father when he was risen from the dead. And he said, if I go away, I'll send you a comforter that'll be with you. And but he said, I'm going to go back to the Father, and the comforter will come, and he said, and I won't ever leave you or ever forsake you, you know. So he's sitting at the right hand of the Father this morning. And I always like to think of the first martyr that died and gave his life for Jesus after Jesus went back to heaven was Stephen. Mm-hmm. And they stoned him, you know, because they got so upset with him. They stoned him. But the Bible says that Jesus stood up in heaven when Stephen was stoned. Jesus stood up to receive his son that was coming to be with him. He stood up. It got God's attention. Mm-hmm. And so his eye is always on us. He knows just what we're going through. And he is there. He is there. And he's making intercession for us. Isn't that wonderful to think that the great God the Son, you know, he's God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. But God the Son is making intercession for us to God the Father. Mm-hmm. And so the three in one is involved in our lives today. And so he says, I am from above. You are of this world, but I am not of this world. But I'll never leave you or I'll never forsake you. He's conscious of what we have gone through. And the second scripture that I want to take you to is right down in that same chapter, in verse 58, John 8:58. And he says, I am the eternal one. And it says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. He has always existed. The Bible says he has no beginning and he has no end. We can't even imagine that. Mm-mm. Because we're so used to time and space. Mm-hmm. A time to do this and a time that it finishes. But he has no beginning and no end. And we're going to get to live in eternity with him.
That's right.
We really, even though we are trapped in a time capsule right now, we are really eternal beings. I want to tell you, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. Mm-hmm. Your spirit man is going to live forever somewhere. And I hope it is in the right place, because there's only two places, either heaven or hell. And there's a lot of people that don't like to talk about hell these days, but it's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's necessary because we need to be prepared to spend eternity in heaven. You know? That's it. Jesus is the only door to heaven. And we need to think about our eternal soul and where we're going to spend it. And we need to make every effort we can to make sure that we stay prepared to spend eternity in heaven. And so that's just all free. God's given it to me as I'm sitting right here.
He's faithful.
And so, you know, he has things he wants to say. The great I Am has things he wants to say this morning through these scriptures. He's given these scriptures to reveal himself to us. The third scripture that I want to take us to is in John 10:36, and it says, and the title of this is that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, and because of what he came to do, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. All of us, even though we are his created being, we are sons and daughters. When we come to know him as our personal Savior, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. I mean, how privileged. I mean, we're royalty this morning. We might not have but 2 cents to rub together in our name, but we're royalty. And all the promises are ours this morning to claim. We're rich.
We are.
We're rich in eternal riches. It's not just all in money and the things of this world, because the eternal riches are far greater than anything this world can offer. Keep your eye on the sky. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. And so, John 10:36 says, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. So, back in the Old Testament, there was a scripture in the law that said, if any man would make himself out to be, you know, the Son of God, that, you know, they were really supposed to come down on him, you know, and not listen to that. And back, the penalty for something like that back in the Old Testament was death by stoning. And so I am so glad we live, since Jesus came, we live under another covenant. It's a new covenant, and we are under a covenant of grace. And all we have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. And we don't have to go through a stoning. Jesus made the way. We don't have to offer animal sacrifices anymore, because he's the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. And all we have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us and give us mercy and grace. You know, who would not want to serve a living God like that, full of grace and truth and compassion and mercy? His mercies are new every morning. Every morning it's a brand new day. You can start over every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And so see, Jesus was not blaspheming, because he really was the Son of God. Mm-hmm. He was identifying himself to the whole world. You know, I am the Son of God. But because of that Old Testament scripture, they thought he was blaspheming. Mm-hmm. And in one place he said, I've done a lot of good things. For why are you accusing me of blasphemy? And they said, we're not accusing you of for anything you've done, but because you said you were the Son of God. Mm-hmm. So, see, they were going back to that Old Testament scripture. Jesus hadn't died yet, and he was just here on this earth revealing himself as who he really was, you know. And they just could not, they did not put the Old Testament scriptures. See, we look back, and we have been taught, but they hadn't been taught that. They were just then walking through it, and they had no understanding like we do now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a great advantage because, you know, it's like when we face new things, we don't know the way and we don't know what we're doing. And we're just kind of, we just kind of stumble our way through it. Mm-hmm. But we learn from our mistakes, mm-hmm. you know. Well, see, that's the way they were. They had the law, but they didn't have the revelation knowledge of the new covenant yet because Jesus hadn't died. Mm-hmm. He was just right there on this earth right then establishing part of the new covenant as he went. It was not really into effect yet because he had not died on the cross yet and he hadn't been resurrected. And so when the Father raised him from the dead and he went back into heaven, that's when the new covenant started. Mm-hmm. You know? And we're on the receiving end of that new covenant. They didn't know anything about the new covenant. So anyway, so he said, and see right here in this John 10:36, He says, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world. He said, he sent me. That thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God. And so that was a new revelation to them. And then the next verse we want to go is where he really began to reveal himself of who he was. And he was the Messiah. He revealed himself as the Messiah in John 4:25-26. And this was when, you remember the Bible story about the woman that he talked to at the well? Mm-hmm. You know, and he asked her for a drink, and she said, Well, who are you that you should have anything to do with a Samaritan woman? Yeah, because she realized he was a Jew. And back then, the Jews did not have much to do with the Samaritans because they were part Jew and part Gentile. Mm-hmm. And back then, the Gentiles were considered beneath the Jews. And so she says, why are you having any, you're a stranger and you're a man. Why are you having anything to do with me? And he said, if you knew who I was, she said, well, I know that when Messiah comes, he will tell us. And he said, the one that speaks to you is he. He revealed himself to her. And he said, the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And at that point, I want to bring in something that the Lord said one time when he was talking to his disciples. They asked him if he was going to the feast, and he says, I'm going, but I'm not going right now. He said, y'all go ahead. He said, y'all go ahead and go up, but I'll come later. He said, because your time is always now. And that's what he would say to us. Mm. We need to seize the now and live in the now. Our time to get our prayers answered is now. Our time to work for him is now. Our time is always here. We are his representatives on this earth now because he's gone back to heaven. We are his hands and his feet and his mouth now. We are his representatives now. And our time that he's going to answer our prayers. His timing, we do have to wait a few times on mm-hmm. our prayers to come for his timing to come. Maybe sometimes we need to adjust something in our life before he can answer our prayers. Maybe he has to prepare somebody else. Maybe somebody else is going to be part of his answer. Mm. And he has to bring them into line before he can answer our prayer. But his time is always now. And he's always on time and he's never late.
That's right.
So, wow, what a great God we serve. And so, anyway. And then the next way that he revealed himself to us was he revealed himself as the light of the world. And this is found in John 9 and verse 5. And it says, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then in John 14 and 6, he says, and we all know this one, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus saith unto him, unto Thomas, he was talking to Thomas at the time, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then in John 15, verses 1 and 5, he reveals himself as the true vine. You know, there was a scripture when Jesus was teaching, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he said, if you're not attached to me, the vine, if you don't abide in me, the vine withers. You know, if you don't abide in me as the true vine, you're going to wither. Your branch is going to wither. Mm-hmm. You know, and so he was saying, keep your relationship with me. Keep it current. Keep it current, you know. And sometimes the enemy likes to sneak up on us. And he brings things to us, like in the course of the day. If we don't keep abiding, like have you ever got up in the morning and you thought, I've got so much to do today. I got so much to do today. And I'm running late already. Mm-hmm. And I got to be here in just a few minutes. Well, Lord, I think I'll just wait a little while before I have my devotional today because I got to go do this thing. You know, I don't have time to spend time with you right now, Lord. You know, and we run off. Mm-hmm. And the devil sneaks up on us that way. And then we get out there and all of a sudden something happens and we haven't spent our time with God. And we don't have it in ourselves, mm-hmm. you know. We fail. We give in to the flesh, and our temper rises, and all of a sudden there's words coming out of our mouth mm-hmm. that we shouldn't speak, you know. And then we realize what we've done, and we feel so bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I didn't spend my time with you this morning. And look what happened. I didn't abide in you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the first part of our day. The first part of our day. Even if it's just a few minutes, recognize him. Lord, I can't do nothing without you. Lord, I don't have really too much time to spend this morning. I'm going to have to take care of it as I go, Lord. But I can't do nothing without you. You said I couldn't, and I believe it. And I want you. I want you, Lord. I don't want to stumble through this day. Lord, I need you. I require you. This phrase has got stuck in my spirit. I require you as my most vital necessity. I need you more than I need my next breath. My next breath comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
My next breath. You're the water. You're my breakfast. You're my lunch and you're my supper. You're my food and you're my water. And I can't live without you. All of those are vital necessities to us. But God is our most vital necessity.
Amen.
And the word says, require him. Require him as your most vital necessity. And I have to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing when I got up this morning, I received that call from Neva. I knew that I had a part of this developed already, and I knew that the scripture references were there for the last few verses. And I said, oh, but I left that Bible at the church, and I got to go get it. And so I went to get the Bible where these scriptures were listed.
Miss Mary, would now be a good time for a prayer request,
yes,
before you get back into the study?
Yes.
Okay.